welcome again to yet another episode of this podcast, Purpose in Pain. I am your friend, Wale Okilola, and today I am so excited because of all of you who are listening to this podcast, for sharing, for liking, commenting, and subscribing on different podcast channels on Breaker, on Apple Podcast, Overcast, Anchor. Thank you for staying tuned. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for sharing with your friends. Thank you for letting God use you. I appreciate you. Thank you for all that you are doing. It is encouraging, and I pray that in the name of Jesus, you would not lose your reward. Amen. Today, I'm going to be talking about rejoicing in hope. Rejoicing in hope. Welcome on board. In the journey of life, there will be times of great blessings and times of great difficulty. As I have established in all episodes of this podcast, there will be times when you feel full of joy, and there will also be times when you feel quite desperate. But as much as life is uncertain, we must understand that God doesn't change. He never goes back on His word. Hallelujah. For Bible says in Numbers chapter 23 and verse 19 that He is not a man that He should lie, neither is He the Son of Man that He should repent. Does He speak and then not act? Does He promise and not fulfill? He is the Lord and He does not change. If He has said it, it means He will do it. If God has said it, it means He will do it. God's word can be counted on. You can always count on Him. He is not like shifting shadows here today and there tomorrow. God is the same. He is the God of Abraham, the same God of Jacob and of Isaac and of Jacob, and the God of the Israelites, and also our God. He does not change. This is why the Christian life is supposed to be joyful, because it is hopeful. Hallelujah. Joy is a major prerequisite to receiving from God. This joy is not one dependent on temperament, not at all. True joy is not a matter of circumstances. True joy is not a matter of temperament, so much as it is a matter of faith. Bible says, with joy you shall draw from the wells of salvation. The Apostle Paul admonishes us to rejoice always. Not because we will always have circumstances that gladdens our heart, of course, but because we are not without hope in this world. Hallelujah. Our hope is certain, that if God has promised us, He will fulfill it. And hope, if it is certain, gladdens the heart. A portion of the Bible in Proverbs says, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But hope, when it is certain, gladdens the heart. Like the hope that we have in the glory that God is going to reveal in our lives. Our hope is certain. If God has promised us, He will fulfill it. For example, a boy who is expecting to go home for his holiday in a week, having been away from his home for months, we can learn what this joyful expectation is from this brief illustration. More than life's challenges itself, I have come to discover that the sadness that men let into their their lives, their hearts, their minds. It's even more responsible. It's far more responsible for their heart's failure. It's far more responsible for the depression. It's far more responsible for the pain, the high blood pressure that people go through. Not really the challenge, but because of the thoughts that they allow into their heart. For God has promised, and He will do it. His words can be trusted. Therefore, no matter what you are facing today, rejoice. And again, I say, rejoice. Because you are full of hope. If you are sick, rejoice. Because the chastisement of your peace is on Him, and by His stripes you are healed. If you are single, rejoice, because none shall lack her mate. It is the promise of the Lord. If you are sowing, rejoice, because those that sow in tears shall reap in joy. If you are confused, rejoice, because the Lord is going to make a way for you. If you don't know what to do, rejoice, because you would hear a voice behind you saying unto you, "This is the way, walk ye in it." Rejoice. And again I say, rejoice. Study the word to find out God's promises for your life. It is in the word of God that you would find out the things that He has promised you. Pray without ceasing. Because ultimately, our lives will be as joyful and hopeful to the proportion as we are prayerful. Hallelujah. Finally, my brethren, do you have a hope in which you can rejoice? Do you have a patience that can endure? Do you know the help of God in whom you can call? Because all of these is offered in Jesus Christ. When your hope is in Him and in all that He holds in store for you, your hope will touch and change every aspect of your life. Will you place all your troubles on Him today? If you're listening to this podcast and you have not given your life to Jesus, this is the first step that you need to take. Say after me, say, "Lord Jesus, today I surrender my life to You and I receive You as my Lord and Savior. Save my soul. Fill my heart with the joy of the Holy Ghost. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are born again." I pray for you, dear listener, that the Lord will fill your heart with joy. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will fill your heart with faith so that you can continue rejoicing in hope. In Jesus' name. I believe this podcast has blessed you. If it has blessed you, please do well to share it with your friends, your family, and everyone around you. Make sure you are a voice of hope to your generation. And I believe that as you do this, the Lord will bless you tremendously. In Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. Thank you for staying tuned. Until I come your way again next time, I am your friend, Wale Okilola. Stay blessed. Amen.